I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It is time for a special edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a program where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
We're doing this segment today at a time when the University of Kentucky is on the precipice of a ninth national title, and they're trying to complete the season undefeated, first time since 1976. And we're also turning to you today, Doug, for some historical perspective about Big Blue Nation and, of course, the Kentucky Wildcats.
History is really the measure of greatness, and we have captured much of University of Kentucky's basketball tradition in the form of oral history. We have several oral history interviews with Adolph Rupp, which are a treasure. We have over 20 interviews with Mr. Wildcat Bill Keightley, who passed away in 2008 after being the equipment manager for the Wildcats for decades and saw numerous national championships and great players. He was literally a memory bank for this team and its history. He could recall individual games and stories of seasons and obviously of national championships. And in this particular clip, he connects to the 1978 team. We talk about the pressure that the 1978 team faced. They had great players like Kyle Macy, Jack Goose Givens, and Rick Roby. And it was a team that felt like it had sort of a destiny to win, but that comes with a great deal of pressure. And Kelly reflects on that pressure.
Nationwide, everybody knew that we were so focused that we were labeled a team that had no fun. And I know even after we had beaten Arkansas in the semifinal game, I know we're going to the locker room, the guys are, you know, jubilant, but I remember Joe B. turning around and said, "Hold it, fellas, hold it. No celebration." So it became known as the year of no celebration. And everybody talked about how much fun Duke was having. But I know that we decided when we went to the locker room after that thing's over, because we had, you know, an 18-20-point lead, and they whittled her down just a little bit at the end. But it was never a contest. We were pretty focused, like I told you. When you're number one, you got to work harder to stay there. It's easier to get there than it is to stay. We just worked hard. Joe B. was a disciplinarian, but, you know, a very, very fair person. It's just a fact. We had a goal, and we didn't let anything get in the way of it, and we made it.
Interesting to note, Doug, that there's a chance that Kentucky could happen to have to play Duke in the finals for this championship.
I think there's a few people who have a bracket that looks like that. When it comes to Kentucky basketball, I'm a big fan of history repeating itself. I think if we were to meet Duke in the finals, it sure would be nice to come out of there with a win.
If you are new to Big Blue Nation, if you're kind of a convert or new to this whole March Madness in UK, you really need to listen to Bill Keightley and listen to this collection to know the lore of Kentucky basketball.
We have all these interviews online at KentuckyOralHistory.org. It's all searchable. You can search on a player's name and go directly to when Keightley talks about that player in that particular interview. It's fantastic.
Doug Boyd, Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History, has been our guest again on Saving Stories, and go Big Blue.
Thanks for having me. Go Cats.